Theo Horstall joins me, the technology buyer at London Drugs. How are you doing, Theo?
I'm very good, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I hear through the grapevine that you've bought yourself a new house, that you're moving.
Yeah, I am. It's actually happening in just a couple of days.
Okay. Now, I am also selling a house, and it's an interesting timing because I've just done a series of talks to a bunch of realty boards talking about the technology that they should be using. And some realtors are completely on top of technology and some aren't. Now, I heard through the grapevine that you did a lot of your documentation and signing your contract actually on your iPad. Is that true?
It is, as a matter of fact. I never saw a single piece of paper other than the printout of the original internet, the internet listing for the house. Everything else from that point on, up to the point of where you have to sign notary paperwork or whatnot, was all done electronically.
Isn't that great? Now, the one piece of technology we need for this, obviously you need a tablet computer and you've got an iPad. You need one of those styluses, those $14 styluses, in order to do it properly.
Absolutely. And, I think if anybody's tried to finger paint their signature onto even a piece of paper with paint, it's not possible.
Not quite the same. Well, and what surprises me is some in the real estate market, and I'm sure other markets are like this, some realtors are oblivious to the fact that they can do these things. I was sitting in a Starbucks on my way to a concert, my daughter's concert, and we had some paperwork that we had to do. And my realtor's going, oh, well, just when you get to home, I'll fax it to you. Now, I don't even have a fax machine at home. And so I go, no, just email it to me. And he goes, oh, okay. And he emailed me this document. I just opened it in a PDF annotation program, which is what I'm sure you used. Mine was iAnnotate, I think. I signed off the document, then emailed it right back to him. And he goes, well, did you fax that? I said, no, I signed it on my iPad. And he wasn't sure it was legal, but I assured him it was because I'm an expert, of course. But
go ahead. Sorry.
And it was just, but it surprised me that some obviously are right on top of it, but others are kind of a little bit behind the curve there.
Well, it's interesting. I was actually quite surprised. It was actually just by coincidence that we were sitting at the table in my real estate, and she pulled out her iPad and showed me the documents, and she said, "Yeah, I can do this all electronically." It was actually a program that she was using that allowed me to pick my digital signature, which I could select five or six different ones, and then proceed to go through and wherever I noted, clicked on the document, it would actually digitally sign that document. And then, of course, as you mentioned, I needed a stylus to actually physically write out my name on one document. Other than that, it was great. So back and forth by email.
Electronic.
We did the whole thing electronically. Yeah.
Well, the whole concept, I'm back at school and I'm working on my master's now. And I'm bound and determined from day one of this new educational venture I'm on not to print a single piece of paper. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the whole master's, but I'm through my first courses and I did them all on the iPad and the computer. Never once printing a page.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not getting good marks, but I don't think that has anything to do with the technology.
Well, and the whole irony, as I mentioned, up to a certain point. So where I can say that it's absolutely not electronic is when you go to make actually the payments and sign the documents, whether they're a notary or a lawyer.
Yeah.
I think I literally was responsible for killing a couple of trees. The amount of paperwork involved with that, everything has to be signed twice, and of course copies to everybody. Absolutely incredible how non-electronic that process is. So
yeah, but we're
so I think
steps
I think
the
topic
direction.
Maybe of what you originally brought up is when you if you need the services of a real estate agent, maybe you should ask them A, if they're using electronic, and B, if they're still using a fax machine. If they're using a fax machine, they're probably not on top of a lot of different things that are going on.
But can they sell the house? That's the end.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. I can't comment on that.
At least with the technology ones, we can have a little bit more fun with them saying, hey, that's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Theo Horstall is with London Drugs. Thanks for your time, Theo.
Thank you very much, Steve.